the history of video games. Video games have evolved over the past 50 years into one of the most popular forms of modern media entertainment. This week on our program, we explore the history of video games and look at some popular releases from the past years. Early versions of video games were not devices for the average person to play at home. Programmers developed them by using what were then huge university computers. In 1962, a team of students at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology developed a game called Space War. It had a big influence on future games, but it could only be played on a computer at MIT. 10 years later, in 1972, an engineer named Nolan Bushnell and a programmer, Ted Dabney, started the Atari Company in California. Atari produced coin-operated video games. In 2006, Nintendo released its first Wii system. The Wii was not like a traditional video game. It was the first wireless system that could capture the movements of the player's body. This way, people could play sports against the game or against another person without ever leaving the house. These days, Wii systems could be found in retirement homes and community centers. One of Nintendo's aims with the Wii was to make video gaming more social and more popular with wider audiences. But is it healthy to spend so much time playing video games? The Journal of Pediatrics recently published a new study. Researchers studied about 3,000 students in Singapore for 2 years. The study found that children who played video games obsessively had higher rates of depression, social fears, and stress. Of course, that observation alone does not prove that video games cause mental illness. Other studies have linked violence in video games to aggressive behavior. In 1993, American lawmakers pressured the video game industry to develop a rating system. Since then, the industry has rated games based on the age group for which they are considered acceptable. Video games may have their critics, but other experts see them as offering benefits. The Journal of Adolescent Health just published a new study by researchers at Brigham Young University in Utah. The researchers said girls who played video games with a parent behaved better, felt more connected to their families, and had stronger mental health. Said researcher Laura Padilla Walker, "We're guessing it's a daddy-daughter thing, because not a lot of moms said yes when we asked them if they played video games. For boys, playing video games with a parent made no noticeable difference in their behavior." Other studies suggest that video games can be useful in teaching, supporting teamwork, and improving hand-eye coordination. Mobile phones and other devices have created big competition for the handheld video game industry. People might wonder why they need to buy a device like Sony's PlayStation Portable or Nintendo's DS player. Games that can be downloaded to a phone cost a lot less than games for those handheld players. Sony is working on new handheld game devices. In late January, the company announced its next-generation portable entertainment system. The system does not have a name yet, but it will have a touchscreen, two cameras, and 3G wireless service. The system is expected to be released by the end of the year, offering another example of the continuing evolution of video games. All right, above is what we want to share about video games. If you find any interesting games, let us know on our comment board.